Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, everybody, everybody has a song to sing. Everybody has a gift to bring. You've got yours, baby, I've got mine. Don't you know you're one of a kind? Everybody is a rising star. Doesn't matter if you think you are. You've got something like nobody else. Have a little faith in yourself. Down the road you're bound to meet someone who seems to put you down. Just don't take what's not for you. There's no reason to take offense where it's not due. It's not you. Everybody, everybody, nobody who can take your place. There's nobody who can fill your space. One and only one authentic you. You're the only one who will do. Everybody has their life to live. Everybody has their gift to give. No one else can do what you can do. No one else can ever do it for you. Everybody has a song to sing. Everybody, everybody, everybody.
Everybody, and everybody does. Good evening, everyone. I'm Leslie Draper, and I'm your host for tonight's radio show. And it is all about authentic unity in times of fear, hate, conflict, and all the things that we are experiencing right now. So I want to first say I'm glad that you're here, and two, I hope that we can accomplish our goal together, and that is leave this experience feeling empowered and in a way that helps us have a proactive and constructive means of using all of these energies and emotions that we're feeling right now. So starting there, I just want to say welcome, and I'm glad you're here. Okay. So, you know, I'm going to start off by saying that there may very well be some parts of tonight's show that are triggering for you. And so if that happens, what I ask you to do is just sit with it. Sit with it for a few hours, a few days, maybe even a few weeks. And at that time, ask yourself why it is that you feel like you were triggered. Was it something that was just based in emotion, or was it something, you know, that was more factual based? Or is it perhaps a memory from your own life that is causing you to feel triggered? So really think about that as we move forward, because we're going to talk about some deep, deep things this evening. We're going to dive deep, and we're going to really look at what's going on with us, and specifically, where do we go from here? You know, I'm almost ready to put myself on a Facebook sabbatical. I have hidden the updates of just about as many people as I can. I have even went to the extreme of unfriending someone, which I really have never really done before, but this time it was warranted. And when I asked Spirit what it is that we do, how can we move forward with this going on and all of these energies and emotions and opinions, and more than anything else, all this anger, you know, what do we do? Okay, so that's what tonight's show is about. You know, I want to start by saying, if you've known me for a while, if you've been with me for a while, you know that I was a volunteer for the Bernie Sanders campaign. I actually got to meet him and shake his hand one of the times he came to Oklahoma. I did more than just support a candidate. I put action behind it. I volunteered. I made phone calls. I bought pizza for the campaign headquarters, the office, and brought it down. So I was someone who did more than just like a candidate. I tried to actually work to create the world that I wanted, and the world that I wanted was the world that Bernie Sanders talked about, and that's still the world that I want. But that's not the world that's in front of us. So where do we go from here? Okay. So, you know, for the last few weeks, Spirit has given us the same message again and again and again on the use of our personal power. You see, we are powerful beings, and maybe we haven't always understood that, or maybe we haven't always known what to do with that, but we are powerful beings. Is that strangely? Oh, I was like, there's the cars next door. There's the loud engine next door. And so we're powerful beings, and the biggest challenge right now is our consciousness and our very power is being used against us. And this is troubling for me. This is because I know the power that we have. I know the power of our consciousness, and I'm watching it be used in ways that are tearing apart the fabric of our unity. And that is what tonight's show is about. What do we do to stop the tear, and how do we mend the unity to come back together? You know, collective consciousness is, a lot of it is based on agreement, okay? And we talk a lot about agreements in the metaphysical world because we understand that on a soul level, we've made agreements. We've made agreements to be here. We've made agreements to live on this earth at this time. We have made agreements that benefit us all on the physical plane. We've made agreements that benefit us all on the energetic plane. And there are power in the agreements that we make. Okay, and our agreements can either be supporting us or not. And right now we're in a place where our agreements are not supporting us. They're not supporting us at all. So I want you to think about this for a moment, okay? You are either ascending or you're descending. And you can only choose one. You can only do one. You can't do both. You can't do more one and a little bit of the other. It's all or nothing. You're either ascending or you're descending. I was talking to someone that I value as a mentor to me a couple of weeks ago, and basically that's what she said to me. She said, Leslie, you're either ascending or you're not. And that's it. She said, if you're stopping to have a conversation with someone to explain your point of view, to neutralize an argument, you're not ascending. If you're stopping to engage in debate with someone, you're not ascending. If you're stopping to, defend yourself, you're not ascending. If you're stopping because they didn't understand what you said and you've gone back to try to explain yourself better, you're not ascending. And it took me a little while because that sounded so harsh. You know, it really did. I mean, surely it's not just that cut and dry. Surely it's not just that simple. But, you know, in this case, it is. Either we're ascending or we're not, and that's it. And so for tonight's talk, I want you to think about the difference between a 3D world and a 5D world. 3D world is what you see on this planet. It's, you know, people get up, they go to work, they work 8 to 10 hours, they come home, they're tired, they make dinner, maybe watch a little TV, they go to bed and they repeat. That's a 3D world. In a 3D world, the person that cut you off in traffic is a jerk. In a 3D world, everybody's out to get you. In a 3D world, you know, there's not a real sense of community or unity. Because in a 3D world, it's just about the bare basics of a 3D life. In a 3D world, you're not safe. you're not safe because the 3D world is full of violence. And if you're living in a 3D world, that is reflected to you every time you turn on the news, every time you pick up a newspaper. You are living in a 3D world, and it pretty much sucks, right? Well, we're ascending into a 5D world. A 5D world is the world where I can think of my friend, and at that moment, like 30 seconds later, she sends me a text. You know, that's because she picked up on my ping. In a 5D world, if I believe that my body can heal from anything, it can. In a 5D world, if I have this deep and fundamental belief that I am always safe, I am. In a 5D world, these things are true, okay? In a 5D world, I live in the world of metaphysics and in the world of miracles. That's what a 5D world looks like. So instead of thinking of it as either I'm ascending or not, I'm either in a 5D world or I'm not. In a 5D world, I'm working on clearing my karma. On a 5D world, I understand soul contracts. I understand what a soul family looks like. I understand what energy healing is. In a 5D world, I see purpose in everything. There's not a single random thing in my world. In a 5D world, it is all connected and it is all magnificent. In a 3D world, life sucks and then you die, right? In a 3D world, there is just random coincidence. How else could you possibly explain it? And that's it. You're either going to live in a 3D world or a 5D world, and you're choosing. Here's what just happened on this planet. We had more people ascending into a 5D world than ever before, and it was magnificent. It was magnificent. We had more people talking about soul family, soul contracts, karma, healing, spontaneous healing, more people talking about manifestation and instant manifestation. And then a good chunk of those people suddenly dropped down into a 3D world, a world of anger, a world of fear, in a world of conflict. And they gave up their 5D consciousness to go back into a place of fear and hate. And I do not say that from a place of judgment. I've done it myself. I say that from a place of observation, because we have to know what's going on before we can know how to heal it. That's what's happened. We have gone from 5D back down to 3D, and we need to turn around and go back up, because you're either ascending or you're not. You're either choosing peace or you're not. I want you to think about it like a boat, okay? You're in this great little canoe out in the middle of the lake. Let's say it's a pretty big lake, because we have a pretty big consciousness, right? Massive lake, and you're out in the middle, and you are just floating in your little canoe, and you're loving it. Well, your canoe on one end of it brings a hole, okay? And water starts pouring in on that one end only. And you're like, well, I'm sitting over here on the other end of the canoe, so I don't need to worry about that hole down on the other end. It's all the way down there. Well, I mean, does the water stay on the end where the hole is, or does it fill up the whole canoe? It fills up the whole canoe. So does negativity, and so does fear. So if you have this in any area of your life, you have it in all of your life. If you have this in any area of your consciousness, you have it in all of your consciousness. It's not going to just stay in the end where the hole is. That's not the way water works, and that's not the way energy works. You know, the example I gave the other day was a smoking section in a restaurant, which truly baffled my mind. And if you smoke tobacco, I have no judgment whatsoever that you do it. I will say I'm allergic, and I'm going to step away from you a little bit, because I will claw myself till I bleed. I grew up with parents who smoked, and when they stopped, I was suddenly allergic. But, you know, those smoking areas in a restaurant were really laughable to me, because the smoke didn't follow the lines. You know, you had a table on one side of the line that was smoke-free and a table on the other side of the line that was smoking. And that smoke didn't care. It went straight across that line, you know, and could you reason with it? No, because it was in an energy, and once it was there, it was there. Same thing, okay? Same thing. And so, you know, if it's getting in your consciousness, if it's getting in your canoe, it's in all of it. And that's what we have to really look at, is we don't want to go, you know, we don't want to lose the healing and the ascending that we've done to hit this 5D. We want to keep it. But there's no place in 5D for the amount of anger and fear that's going around right now. It can't exist there, okay? So we're either choosing love or we're choosing fear at any moment, really and truly at any moment. Okay, so I want to go over a few. Let me change my paper here. I don't know what I did with all my paper. Okay, nope, I was looking for one I wrote on. But okay, so I want to go over a few law of attraction reminders, okay? These are gentle reminders from the law of attraction. The law of attraction is, in its most basic form, it is the words I think and the words I speak are attracting the equivalent into my life. So if you took prosperity class with me, Prosperity 101, or if you took the Welcome to Earth 101 class with me, we spend a lot of time on the law of attraction because I feel it's a very important thing to know. It's a very important thing to understand, and it's even a more important thing to master. So our words manifest. Our thoughts manifest, but our feelings manifest as well. This is why it's really important that we constantly are doing an inventory of what we're thinking and what we're saying and what we're feeling. That way we know where we are at any given moment. You know, when people talk about the law of attraction, one of the examples they use that I love is Mother Teresa. And Mother Teresa was someone who understood this. And so she was invited to attend anti-war rallies. And she said, I will never attend an anti-war rally, but if you have a pro-peace rally, let me come to that. I will not attend an anti-hunger rally, but I will attend a pro-feeding people rally, because she understood energy. And even if she didn't quite articulate it, enough of her understood it to understand that there was power in these words. And so look at, here's a great example, since we decided to unleash our war on drugs since the 1980s. Look at how drug issues, drug addiction, drug dependency, drug trafficking, all of that has exploded. And yet here we have a war on drugs, because whatever you feed grows. So if you are anti anything, you're feeding it. You're feeding it. You're giving it your energy. So we can't be anti-anything and expect it not to grow, because wherever you give your energy, that is the thing that flourishes. Thoughts become things. You know, your thoughts are the architects of your destiny, and what you think about, you bring about. We have to remember this when we're talking about this stuff, because, well, I wanted to wait just a little bit dive deep down into the presidency, but let's go ahead and go there, okay? There are two big reasons why Donald Trump is our president, okay? First and foremost, it's because I can't ever remember a candidate in my lifetime, and I'm 41, almost 42 years old, where there was a much stronger anti-movement against. Really and truly, I mean, from our media to our people to our social media, I mean, it was just anti, anti, anti. So every time that they were anti Donald Trump, guess who they were feeding? Donald Trump, just the way energy works. You know, so that was one big reason. The second big reason is because for collective consciousness, Donald Trump represents our shadow. And it's the part of us that we need to heal. But here's the thing, friends, we are being gaslit and we are being manipulated. And boy, some of us are just dancing to the music. And that's what I hope we can pull ourselves back tonight. Okay. Now, let me start here by saying I have no desire to defend Donald Trump. I mean, if you've followed me for a while, you know, I'm a Bernie girl. I'm burning it up, burn that establishment. I'm still Bernie, still Sanders. You know, he is still the person I support. With that being said, Spirit has led me to a lot of more neutral resources that have shown me that we are not being shown and told the truth through our mainstream media, and it doesn't matter if it's CNN, Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS. If any of those, or the New York Times, if any of those are where you're getting your news, you are getting a skewed version of it, okay? I'm going to put a link in the chat room, and I would like to ask you to watch this. If you can't be in the chat room and you're listening, we can try to post it on Facebook. The problem is I don't want it to go to anyone that's not listening to the show, because I don't want to have to explain why I'm sharing it. But if you, Oh, the charger. Yeah. Sorry, we have a technical issue here. but I'm going to post it in the chat room. I can play it for you too. I want you to listen to it because it's important, okay? It's important. You know, all of us have heard, and we've heard the sound bites, we've heard the clips where it sounds like Donald Trump is saying that, you know, he doesn't want certain people in our country, where it just really sounds like he is, well, I'm just going to say it, a monster. But when I've gone back and listened to the unedited clips, he doesn't sound anything like the edited ones. Again, I'm not here to defend him. I believe that he's on the autism spectrum. I believe that he probably has like Asperger's. He has no filter. You know, it goes right out through him without even a thought. But it would be completely unethical of me to believe the very heavily edited things that people are saying and just share in the outrage because they're there. Okay, well, you know what? It's not going to make sense without me just playing it for you. So here's what I want to do. I want to play this clip for you. And this comes from YouTube. It's from a group called The River Entertainment, the man who has this YouTube channel. He is a Sikh from India, is what he said. And he plays you the edited version and then what Donald Trump really said. Again, I am not playing this to defend him. Okay, I am playing this to show you how we're being gaslit, how we are being manipulated, how we are being tricked into giving away all of our power through hate, anger, and fear. And if we can neutralize some of those emotions, we can pull our power back in, and then we can proactively create the world we want. Okay, so let me get this set up for you, and you're going to have to give me feedback and let me know, because I'm going to have to play it on the computer, and then I'm going to have to stream it through my phone. So.
That's what it looks like. It makes him look like a racist, a bigot, Hitler-type character, racist against non-white people. I'm not white. I'm Indian Sikh. So just let you know that. Now, let me just go and break down this video and show you the full context of every little clip they've cut out, what he actually said.
The reason the killer was in America in the first place was because we allowed his family to come here. That is a fact, and it's a fact we need to talk about. We cannot...
Right, so now this is what he actually said. Full context.
The killer... whose name I will not use or ever say, was born in Afghan of Afghan parents who immigrated to the United States. His father published support for the Afghan Taliban, a regime which murders those who don't share its radical views, and they murdered plenty. The father even said he was running for president of Afghanistan. The bottom line is that the only reason the killer was in America in the first place was because we allowed his family to come here. That is a fact, and it's a fact we need to talk about. We have a dysfunctional immigration system which does not permit us to know who we let into our country, and it does not permit us to protect our citizens properly. We have an incompetent administration, and if I'm elected...
So you saw that. Now, you saw what he actually said. So let me just go to the next bit of this edited piece of propaganda.
Not continue to allow thousands upon thousands of people to pour into our country, many of whom have the same thought process as this savage killer. The immigration laws.
So you see the dramatic zooming in. The way they're trying their best to make him look bad. Now let me just show you the full context of what you just said there.
When I'm elected, I will suspend immigration from areas of the world where there is a proven history of terrorism against the United States, Europe, or our allies, until we fully understand how to end these threats. After a full... And by the way, we have no choice. After a full, impartial, and long, really long overdue, security assessment. We will develop a responsible immigration policy that serves the interests and values of America. We cannot continue to allow thousands upon thousands of people to pour into our country, many of whom have the same thought process as this savage killer. Many of the principles of radical Islam are incompatible with Western values and institutions. Remember this, radical Islam is anti-woman, anti-gay, and anti-American.
Okay, so you saw that, he wasn't saying all immigrants, he was talking about Muslims and Islam in like specifically. So now let me just break down the next bit they cut and chopped into put into their video.
The United States give the president powers to suspend entry into the country of any class of persons. We want to remain a free and open society. Then, and if we do, then we have to control our borders. Here is what...
Right, so now let me just show you that quickly, what you actually said.
It will be lifted, this ban, when and as a nation we're in a position to properly and perfectly screen these people coming into our country. They're pouring in, and we don't know what we're doing. The immigration laws of the United States give the president powers to suspend entry into the country of any class of persons. Now, any class, it really is determined and to be determined by the president for the interests of the United States, and it's as he or she deems appropriate. Hopefully, it's he in this case.
Okay, so you saw that, and now just the last bit. This is the most dangerous, how they painted Donald Trump. Just have a listen to this.
She said, Muslims are peaceful and tolerant people and have nothing whatsoever to do with terrorism. That is Hillary Clinton. I don't want them in our country.
Okay, so that was just like chopped from something to something where it says makes it look like he doesn't want Muslims in the country. Now, this is what he actually said.
And by the way, the LGBT community is just... what's happened to them is just so sad. And to be thinking about where their policies are currently with this administration is a disgrace to that community, I will tell you right now. Clinton wants to allow radical Islamic terrorists to pour into our country. They enslave women and they murder gays. I don't want them in our country. Immigration is a privilege, and we should not let anyone into this country who doesn't support our communities, all of our communities, every single one of them.
Right, you saw that.
Okay. So the reason why it was important that we listen to that is so we could see the extent to which we are being gaslit, the extent to which the media is editing and changing things. Again, I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, and I'm certainly not here to defend him, but I'm here to help us. And the truth is that we are being manipulated and we are being gaslit, and it is tricking us or manipulating us into coming back down to that 3D world, okay, and then using our collective consciousness to keep us in battle, to keep us in war. Because remember, you're either ascending or you're descending. And if you're fighting, if you're anti anything, if you're angry or if you're fearful, you're descending. You are not ascending any longer. So this is by design. This is a form of spiritual warfare. Or if you just want to take the word spiritual out of it, it is just manipulation by those in power to the sheep. And we're the sheep. Okay, and that is why we are talking about authentic unity. And this is where we come together, we ascend, and we work to create the world that we want. You see, there are millions of us, and it, you know, there's very few that are doing the manipulating, and there's a whole lot of us on the other side of that equation. And if we will choose to use our power to come together and co-actively create, consciously create, we can move up into that 5D for good, and then there won't be any place for this. You know, there won't be any place for this. And that's how we come together. That is authentic unity, okay? Now I want to talk a little bit about a book called Virus of the Mind. It's by Richard Brody, and it has some really interesting things in it. Richard Brody talks about virus of the mind, and he starts with the definition of a meme. Now, we have memes that we share all over social media, and they're the little pictures, you know, with the words on it. So a meme is a thought, belief, or an attitude in your mind that can spread to and from other people's minds. And, you know, a virus is highly contagious, right? And a virus spreads very easily. So are these. Okay, these fear thoughts, these angry thoughts, this coming back down to 3D and giving away all of your power, all of this is a virus of the mind. He calls it memetics. That is Richard Brody calls this. And he says there are three main ways that we spread the virus of the mind. The first is conditioning, and this is programming by repetition. Could one of you see if you could go to YouTube and find the video where it's like they do a montage of, you know, like 30 different news stations, and they all say the same story with the exact same line. And it says, well, if you buy a gift for yourself or 2 or 10, and it shows, you know, reporters from all over the country all saying the exact same lines on the same news story. It's somewhere on YouTube, just like reporters all say the same story or use the same words. See if you could find that. I meant to look that one up before we started. That is conditioning. It is programming by repetition. And this is what we get from our major news sources. This is what we get from CNN, Fox News, NBC, ABC, CBS. This is what we get from the New York Times, Huffington Post. You know, if they say the same thing again and again and again, and then they have the experts say it again and again and again, sorry, give me just a second, guys. Piper is, what's wrong? Here, put some lavender oil on it. Anyway, I'm sorry about that. You know, mom, I'm a mom first. Anyway, that is what's happening. It's programming by repetition. You hear the same thing again and again and again. And so they will basically have the same story play over and over and over. But when it comes to politics like this, they're going to have the people that you look up to do it. Okay? So they're going to use celebrities. They're going to use political commentators. They're going to use different news personalities. They're going to use radio personalities. And by having all of these same people basically tell you the same thing again and again, slowly but surely, you are programmed. And you are programmed with what to believe. Okay? And it's interesting to me because I've been an observer of programming now for a couple of years, and it is very, very effective. Probably play it and see if it. Courtney's looking for that. Well, there's dozens of them out there, but I mean, and there's countless ones because they play it again and again and again with repeating the same. Oh, there was one with Hillary Clinton where it said she was going to power through. And those words, it was when she, at the 9/11 ceremony, when she collapsed, they played like, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 dozen different reporters all saying she wanted to power, word for word. She thought she could power through. She wanted to power through. Here she was just trying to power through. And they were all using the exact same wording on that. What does this one say? Sorry, guys. Give us just a sec here. I think we found it. Yep, economic factors may take. Okay, Courtney's going to share that one. We found one of them that does it. But if you go to YouTube and type in something to the effect of news anchors all say the same thing again and again and again. You will find countless examples because, of course, that is exactly what's going on. They are all, repeating the same words again and again and again because it's called programming. And after a while, you know, maybe the first time you hear it, it doesn't click all the way through. The third time you hear it, the fifth time you hear it. But by the time you've heard it, you know, 10 to 15 times, you've been programmed. You've been conditioned. It is now part of your belief matrix. Okay? Well, let's look at your health. Let's look at the belief in our body's ability to heal itself, because that is a true divine thing, that our body has the ability to heal. But we are told countless times, you know, that very few things can heal on their own. Medical intervention is often necessary. You need this drug or that drug, or most diseases, you know, we're not in the business of curing diseases anymore. We're in the business of managing diseases. And so these diseases need to be managed from that point of view. And that's programming as well, where you think you need to run to the doctor every time you have a symptom because you've been programmed to believe that's necessary. You know, we have been programmed to give away our power. We've been programmed to, to not believe in our ability to heal. We've been programmed to believe that there are limitations on your mind. Try to introduce the idea of the law of attraction to someone that has never heard it, that has a really difficult life, and that, you know, doesn't have any kind of spiritual background or backing in it. They will tell you it is the most ridiculous thing they've ever heard because they've been programmed differently through conditioning. Conditioning is where you just hear it again and again and again until it finally becomes true. And you, from the moment that you start the school system, you know, from the church that you attend to community and civic organizations you belong to, watching your nightly news, that is programming, okay, through conditioning. All right. The second form is cognitive dissonance. And this is creating mental pressure and then resolving it. So it makes you either buy in or bail out. Okay, and by the time that you have endured this mental pressure for a while, it can actually really affect your ability to view the situation. And so I'm going to give an example that is controversial for this one, and I'm going to say, just as an example, I'm not going to argue for either side here, okay? But a really good one with this one is vaccines, okay? Because if you are a parent trying to make a decision about vaccines, you are going to run into this cognitive dissonance because it is high pressure. You have, what's that actress's name? Is it Kristen? She's married to Dax Shepard.
Oh, Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell. Okay, you have her on TV holding her baby, doing commercials saying, "Don't you let your unvaccinated child around me or around my baby." You have these other celebrities that have come out and said, "Don't let your unvaccinated child be around mine." High pressure. You know, you have schools not wanting to let your children in. High pressure. So either you buy in and go ahead with the status quo, or you bail out and then you form homeschooling groups and the rest. You know, same thing with a lot of the traditional medical care. If you want to seek alternative medical care for your family, you're going to hit this cognitive dissonance all the way through. Okay? All right, now the third kind is the Trojan horse. And this is by getting you to pay attention to one meme. They sneak a whole bunch of bundles along with it. We get this a lot through music and through TV. We have become very, very desensitized to violence for this reason. We have become very desensitized to a lot of things through this Trojan horse method. I'm sorry, Avery, what is it you need? Huh? No, you can't use the printer right now. You know, if it's not one child, it's the other coming in here wanting to do something while I'm live on the air. My apologies. One had an itchy bump and one needs to use the printer. This is awesome. But anyway, the Trojan horse, the only slightly frazzled Zen mom. I am just, now you know why. I mean, yes. That is so true. There is a reason why I used that hashtag for years. But, you know, music is one of them. And I'll admit to one of the ones that I'm just really bad about. I happen to love that song, and it's not the words of it at all. It's just the way it's put together. But it's the one by Rihanna and Eminem where she's saying, "You're just going to stand there and watch me burn." And it's that domestic violence song. You know, you hear the beat of a song, and we very rarely ever know the real words, right? And then we find out what we've been singing this whole time. And you realize that you've been singing words with domestic violence, words with, making really strong insults against a gender or against a group of people. And this is how we desensitize ourselves to the ugliness in the world around us in the 3D world. It comes in through this Trojan horse. They're just everywhere. It's what you get okay to one thing gets in, and all this other stuff piggybacks in with it. So I would recommend you look at The Virus of the Mind by Richard Brody to look and see how you are being influenced right now. You know, the Trojan horse one is really big right now, because if they find one thing with our media, what's going on with our politics, if they can find one thing that can trigger you, they could sneak a whole bunch of other stuff for you to be upset about with it, you know, until everybody's upset, until everybody is just kind of losing their minds in it. So The Virus of the Mind stuff with Richard Brody is very good. I would recommend you look at it and then really look for that evidence with media, TV, radio, and print, where you are literally being programmed. You know, where you are literally being, your mind is a computer and it's being programmed to believe certain things. It's being programmed to behave a certain way. And none of those programs are for your benefit. Most of them are to keep you trapped in a 3D, because if you hit 5D, you cannot be programmed anymore. If you hit 5D, your mind is clear and it is free. That's why there is such a strong emphasis on keeping you in 3D. Okay? And so this is why we're getting gaslit. It's because if they can trigger our deepest fears, if they can trigger those parts of us that, I mean, really, this is something we are just very, very afraid of, then they can pull us into a 3D battle. They can exploit those fears. They can manipulate us into giving away our power. And then we are participating in anti-something rallies. You know, the spirit some time ago asked me to not participate in anything that created division, anything that created a separation. Spirit asked me to not participate in it, which is a little more difficult than it might seem on the surface, because almost anything can become divisive. Almost anything can start to separate us and pull us away from each other. And so we've been, from the beginning, you know, look at religion. Religion should be the great unifying factor. It should be uniting us and bringing us together. And yet religion is one of the things that really does divide us, okay? Politics. The thing I want to remind you is that it doesn't matter whether you identify as liberal or conservative, Republican or Democrat. They're two sides of the same coin. And it's like you're at a buffet, and you think you're picking the food that you want, that appeals to you, and you think that you're free to make these choices. What you're forgetting is that the same cook makes everything on the buffet. So whether you're watching CNN and you're watching Fox News, you know, the same people are in control of both. It's just they're giving you a slightly different perspective of the same issue and making you think that you're different, you're separate. You know, those that, I know, I have a lot of friends that really identify with watching Rachel Maddow, you know, and boy, they get such a sense of, and I'm very intelligent, I'm super smart, and they get this real sense of, separation from others by watching it. But what they fail to see is that there's really not that much difference between Rachel Maddow and what's the guy's name, Shepard, wait, on Fox. No. Oh, the younger. No, that's the girl, Tommy. We could use her too, yeah. So, but they're all by the same people. They're all by the same people. It's just two sides of the same coin. It's food at the buffet. You get to choose. You can have anything on that buffet, but it's still the same cook. And all of it is meant to separate you from your power. It's meant to cause you to be in an antagonistic relationship with the other side. It's meant to separate you. I mean, I've heard the phrase I've heard a lot over the last few days oh my gosh, am I going to say it? Okay, I guess I'm going to say it. Libtards. And I just, oh my gosh, it just breaks my heart. You know, for the longest time, I did identify as very liberal. I don't now, but I did identify as very liberal. And watching the last, and I can see why Spirit told me to stop participating in anything that was divisive. I get that now, why they asked me to do that. Because now being the observer and watching it happen, I can tell you that most of my friends who I stood on the side of the road with Yes All Daughters, and we stood for the protection of the girls at our schools after some girls were raped at school. And a high school student had not been charged, and he was charged and sentenced for raping those girls. But those same women that I stood on the side of the road with and held up signs saying, protect our daughters. Yes, all daughters deserve protection. So those same women, and then the same people that, you know, I went to the state capitol to, and it was a protest, but it was to save a man's life from the death penalty. So they did call it a, you know, stop the death penalty protest, but it was actually to try to get attention to save Richard Glossop's life. To issue a stay of execution. So those people that I was with, the people that I volunteered with the Bernie campaign with, you know, those that we stood on the side of the road arguing health care for all, you know, peace for all. We want health care. We want prosperity. We want peace. We want well-being. I get it now why Spirit told me I cannot participate in anything that divides, because those are my friends, and right now they're some of the most angry people I know. I mean, they have really been pulled into the 3D, and boy, they're posting ugly, ugly, ugly stuff. And they have given all of their power away, and they're so angry and they're so hurt, and I honor how they feel, but there's no power there for them. There's no power in being angry. There's no power in being fearful. There's no power in any of that. We have to come out of that 3D muck into the 5D and consciously create the world we want. We don't have to battle in the 3D world. Just step out of it. It's that easy. That it is literally that easy, and that is what Spirit has been trying to convey, and that is why they have everything that they've been doing with me for the last couple of years was to get me to see this, to get me to understand this, and I could say I finally get it. If you choose to stay and battle your way in the 3D world, you're always in another battle, because that's what the 3D is. It's low vibration. It's descending. It's not ascending. It's not peace. But if you choose just to step out of the 3D and come on up, hit that 5D, then you consciously and co-actively create the world that you want. And that's what we have to do. You know, it's been really hard to watch, you know, people that I felt a strong connection to because our beliefs were so similar, watch them become the very thing that they at one time stood against. The people that, and I wasn't one of these holding up the signs, I could not do it. I'm a little too prude, but you know, they were holding up the sign saying no slut shaming. And if a woman wants to walk naked down the street, she still doesn't deserve to be raped. You know, it's her body. She can do whatever she wants. If she wants to be naked, that's her right. If she wants to have sex with 50 men, that's her right. And nobody can tell her what to do. These are the same women now shaming Melania Trump. These are the same women now taking Photoshop pictures of her and calling her a slut, saying, ooh, what a classy first lady, look at the slut. But, I mean, I'm shocked, but I'm hurt, because these were the very things that we were working on ending, and they have become those things, and it's been very hard to see, but I get now why Spirit was saying, you can't stay there, because no matter if you're fighting the good fight, it's still a fight. You've got to come up to 5D. And that is the message, okay? You know, most people, here's a quote by John Astoraff. Most people are thinking about what they don't want, and then they're wondering why it shows up over and over again. This is it. So if you're holding up a sign, you know, talking about what you don't want, like the, and there were lots of women who marched who were pro women, you know, who were there on a positive front, who were there to create what they want. But there were also tens of thousands of them that were there anti. You know, we had Madonna talking about wanting to blow up the White House. We had lots of women talking about anti Donald Trump. Guess what? You just fed his energy. You just gave him any more. You know, you just fed a war. But maybe that's the whole point. Maybe that's the whole point, is if they get enough of these big names like Madonna to make you believe that you have, you know, that you have to fight now, and that look how bad it is that she's even considering blowing up the White House, then, boy, you must really, I mean, this is grounds. You really need to be mad about this, right? You really need to get active about this. You need to engage, and you need to fight this. All the while, you're giving away all of your power, and now you're stuck in a 3D consciousness. And that's the point of the spiritual warfare. You know, if you're not ascending, then you're not. If you're descending, then you're stuck. And that is what we have to work on now. We have to step out of it and realize that we cannot fight our way to peace. We cannot hate our way to love. We cannot be in a state of fear to create safety. You know, we have to be willing to step out of this and step into a higher vibration. We have to step out of being gaslit. Okay? And so I would like to ask that of everyone, you know, listening, and that you know, if some clip on the news or an article that someone shares on Facebook, if it triggers you, please try to find as close as you can an unedited version. That's why I played that clip earlier of Donald Trump, because I'm a Bernie girl. I, you know, did not want to hear him say anything that I would value. I wanted him to be the enemy because I wanted Bernie, right? But when I actually started listening to what I was saying, do you know there's several times, more than a few, that when I listened to the entire unedited clip of him, he sounded a lot like Bernie Sanders. I know, isn't that mind-blowing? But you're not going to hear that on mainstream media. And he's to the point where he doesn't care. You know, he's done fighting it, and he's out. But look at the censorship going on. You know, for the first time ever, our government issued a thing on what's real news and what's fake news. Facebook will now not share your fake news. The people I know for health, the health people I know, like Aaron at Health Nut News, who posts things about how to heal your body naturally, about nutrition, she's been banned from her account for, like, I don't remember, 21 days or something, because she posted an article that Facebook decided to flag as fake. The censorship is insane. Why are they doing that? Because too many people were getting out of the 3D. Too many people were seeing the truth. YouTube, by the way, if you post anything on YouTube related to WikiLeaks and the DNC emails, your account is suspended. You're given 3 strikes and then your account is suspended. And if you really want to go down the rabbit hole, it's not just emails, there's video. You know, there's video to back up the emails, and people have been so programmed, that's fake news. That's not real. I had someone tell me one time, even Facebook says Pizzagate is fake news. Are we taking Facebook now as the litmus test for what is real and what isn't? I guess so. So what I'm saying is that we have to have discernment, and you have to be willing to look beyond that traditional mainstream media to get the truth, because they're all being fed from the same source. That's what I want you to see on that YouTube video. If you have a clip of 60 different news stations from all across the country, and they are all saying the same story with the same words, you know, ding, 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 danger, Will Robinson, danger. You know, you're looking at a centrally controlled news, whether no matter what channel it is on, no matter what outlet's on, you're looking at one person writing that story and one person pushing the buttons. And that's exactly what you've got going on. It's called programming for a reason. They used to say when they do tests, now back to your regularly scheduled programming. You want to look more at that? Research Edward Bernays, Bernays. Look up his book, Propaganda. He was the very first person to say that you could use the news to sway public opinion. He also says that giving people the freedom to their own opinion in a democratic society is very, very dangerous. You need to tell them what to think, and that is where we are. But it's not just that you're being told what to think. You're being told to only live in the 3D. They don't care what you do as long as you're in the 3D. As long as you're in that place of fear, that place of hate, that place of judgment, that place of conflict. As long as you stay in the 3D, they don't care what you believe. But it's when you try to disengage from the war, disengage from the fear, disengage from the conflict, come up out of that 3D into 5D, that's when there's a problem. Okay. All right. So here is another quote from Wayne Dyer. The law of attraction is this: you don't attract what you want, you attract what you are. And this is those thoughts and feelings, you know, that are very easy for you. They resonate with you. They're organic for you. This is what you attract. That is why, okay, it's really dangerous to march against something, because you will bring it right to you. Get a lot of you together and march against something, you'll bring it to us all. You get enough people together that are angry, that are fearful, that have been conditioned, that have been programmed, right, to be angry and fearful, and then you have them go march against something, you just gave it all the energy in the world it needs to grow and to manifest and to thrive. So if for no other reason, remember that. If for no other reason, work to create what you do want instead of opposing what you don't. Work to create what you want to see instead of arguing what you don't. You know, from this perspective, I think Donald Trump was an inevitability. You know, I mean, those of us that, you know, volunteered on the Bernie campaign, we saw a lot of the things that were going on that we were saying about the Democratic Party, that it wasn't fair. And I don't want to spend a lot of time there, but, you know, we were saying that the Democratic Party was not neutral and that it was rigged. And it was only when WikiLeaks released the emails that it was like tens of thousands of pages of emails came out that, oh my gosh, look, it was. So from the moment that, you know, Bernie was not a viable candidate, we really didn't have a choice but Donald Trump. The choice was made for us at that point, because 2016 is a 9-year. That means it's the end of a cycle, okay? He's the 45th president. That's another 9. So at the end of the day, no matter what, the establishment that was in power, that regime, which is, you know, the Clintons and all the people that they're connected to, right, the 9, they have to move out. So if it wasn't going to be Bernie Sanders, it was going to be Donald Trump. Okay? That's what regime change looks like. You had a 9-year, you had a 9 for the president. We had no choice. Once Bernie was not the nominee, we really didn't have any choice collectively. But what I want to add to that is he does represent our shadow. So we owe it to ourselves to dig deep, figure out our own shadows and heal them so that we can truly be in 5D, so that we can. So what I want to leave you with is this, okay? Really use the law of attraction and the power of your consciousness to create. Don't get pulled into a 3D anti-anything, okay? If you find yourself being gaslit by the media or by Facebook or by friends and family in regards to something that Donald Trump is saying, please go to the actual, do some research and find the actual video or the transcript, so that you can know what he said in the context in which he said it. Again, I am not going to defend him. That is not why I'm here, but I'm here to help all of us as humanity. And we have to stop being gaslit. And the only way that we can do that is to neutralize these knee-jerk trigger emotions that are coming from, you know, from this. And that's because we're watching clips of him and we're just so damn attached to our outrage. My God, we want to be outraged on this planet. We want to be offended. We want to be upset. We want to be outraged. We want to be victims. And that is all 3D. So, I mean, yeah, if you're attached to being a victim and if you're attached to your outrage, you're stuck in 3D. There's none of that can live in 5D. But if you really want to make a better world and you really want to create it, then this is how. We neutralize these things. We create the world that we want. We stop the anti and the back and forth and all of the nonsense that goes on in the 3D world. We don't engage it. We don't fight to change it. We simply step out of it into the 5D and then create the world that we want. And yes, it is that simple. It's simple. It's not easy, but it is simple. And that is how we do it. Okay. All right. So let me check the messages real quick and make sure there's nothing that I need to answer before we go. Okay, so, you know, we have to leave this behind if we want to ascend and we want to create the world that we all deserve. We have to. And the truth is, it doesn't matter who's president. You know, that is one person and one person's consciousness. If we work together, we have the consciousness of millions. We can do anything we want if we work together. And we will. We will. Hold on, guys. I'm going to take a drink real quick. Okay. So that is what I want to leave you with. It's a roadmap. And if you follow it, you go to 5D. And it is great. I mean, I get it. I'm so glad that the angels have been working with me for a couple of years now, because it would be, it's really overwhelming right now with all the hate and anger. I've watched in the last couple of, especially the last 2 days, I have watched countless women unfriend each other. I've watched women post why they marched, everything from the positive to the negative. And then I've watched others saying why I didn't march is because I don't feel oppressed. Well, then those women are getting attacked. The women's march that was meant to bring unity has caused more divide and more divisiveness than almost any, probably more than the election, honestly. I mean, it is just one-upping each other, and I have just hidden the status updates of hundreds of people. I hope that when things calm down, I remember to go through and unhide them all so I can see them again. But it's not good to read that stuff. It's not good to engage. And again, if you're letting it in anywhere, it's in the boat. You know, the water doesn't stay just on the end of the boat with the hole in it. It goes everywhere. So if you're letting that in any part of your life, it's in every part of your consciousness. And we choose our consciousness. We choose what we let in. And yes, I am sorry, because someone asked me this. What about all of the, you know, the really famous stars, actors and stuff, you know, that are speaking out against this? Some of them may be well-meaning, but many of them are just, they're puppets for those that are in power. You know, they just do what they're told. They do what they're told, so they stay rich, stay wealthy, stay powerful. Anyway, we have to be able to separate from that and pull ourselves back. All right, so this is the message for tonight. Spirit told me last week to start doing the radio show regularly again. So I am going to do that, and I'm sure that this will be a big chunk of what we're going to be talking about. Moving into, I really want to go deeper into Richard Brody's book, Virus of the Mind, because it's just fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating, the stuff in that book. I want to go, you know, deeper into 5D, into creating that peaceful world, that world where everyone has enough, where there's enough room for everybody at the table. And we can. But here's the truth. We can't do it in the 3D world. There's no place for it there. But the best news is it already exists in the 5D. We don't even have to try to build it there. It's already there. All we have to do is get us there. In fact, what just popped in my head here was a verse from the Bible. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. And all the stuff we were told about, you know, the heaven, the kingdom of God, it's through ascension, right? So in the same way that Christ said, in my Father's house there are many rooms, and he's promising you, you know, the kingdom of God, when you get there, there's already a house there. There's already many rooms there. It's already there. That's 5D, or at least one version of it. So we don't have to work on creating a table where everybody can sit in 5D. It's already there. It's waiting on us. So we have to stop hating each other, fearing each other, being cruel to each other, and killing each other before we can get through the door. All right, everybody. So I hope that gave you a lot to think about, and I hope that it was helpful, at least in some capacity. So I'm going to go ahead and end the show for tonight. I want to go to bed early tonight, and I'm sure you do as well. But this is where we start, right here. And let's just start building that ladder to the 5D, and we can just support each other up at one simple step at a time. All right, everybody, have a fantastic night, and I'll see you in a week, or I'll see you on Facebook before then. Namaste, everybody.